Yes, indeed. Did the Lord send the king of Assyria to attack and crush Judah? That sounds very unlikely. Why do I say that? Because generally, when God would send a foreign army against his people, it was because his people were being rebellious, disobedient, especially the king who was ruling over the people. In this case, the king of Judah was not rebellious towards God. He followed God closely. It sounds more like this was probably a lie being told to try to confuse King Hezekiah and his people and try to get them to just give up, since the Lord is the one who sent Assyria after them. Let's find out what else happened. Verse 26, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and Shebna and Joah said to the field commander, "Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, since we understand it. Don't speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people on the wall." But the commander replied, of course, they're not wanting the other people to be disillusioned, dismayed, shattered emotionally, mentally, just seeing, hearing these threats and concluding that the end was near. They didn't want the people thinking that way. So they asked the servants of the king of Assyria to speak to them in Aramaic. They could understand Aramaic, but the rest of the people could not. The people on the wall couldn't understand Aramaic. So, hey, speak to us in Aramaic. The commander replied, "Was it only to your master and you that my master sent me to say these things, and not to the men sitting on the wall, who, like you, will have to eat their own filth and drink their own urine?" Then the commander stood and called out in Hebrew, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you from my hand. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says, 'The Lord will surely deliver us.' This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. This is what the king of Assyria says. Make peace with me and come out to me. Then every one of you will eat from his own vine and fig tree and drink water from his own cistern until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey." So he's recognizing, he's acknowledging that he realizes this land that God gave to the Israelites is great land. Of course, this is the part of it that is now called Judah, because he'd already taken the folks of the northern kingdom that was still called Israel away. Now he's talking to the folks in the southern kingdom, acknowledging that they're on great land. "Choose life and not death. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for he's misleading you when he says, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria?" I told you now, as far as they were concerned, these weren't just battles between humans. These were also battles of the gods. "Has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they rescued Samaria from my hand? Who of all the gods of these countries has been able to save his land from me? How then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shebna the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, went to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him what the field commander had said. They tore their clothes. They were anxious. They were nervous. They were afraid. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They told him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace, as when children come to the point of birth and there's no strength to deliver them." Listen to his transparency. Listen to his honesty. Listen to the way that he honestly acknowledges what's going on. The way he honestly, with integrity, assesses the situation. This is a day of distress. As when children come to the point of birth and there's no strength to deliver them, it may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to ridicule the living God. Just like Goliath was speaking small of the Almighty God when he spoke to the Israeli army and to David, so these people of Assyria were speaking small of the one true living God. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the words the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, pray for the remnant that still survives. When King Hezekiah's officials came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Listen, I am going to put such a spirit in him that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword." God orchestrating. Stay with me now. We're in chapter 19, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. When the field commander heard that the king of Assyria had left Lachish, he withdrew and found the king fighting against Libna. Now Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, received a report that Tirhaka, the Cushite king of Egypt, was marching out to fight against him. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah with this word: "Say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Surely you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely." This is the same country that was so brutal that Jonah, the prophet of God, just wanted them destroyed because they were so wicked, so evil, so mean-spirited, and had killed some people close to him. "Surely you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely, and will you be delivered? Did the gods of the nations that were destroyed by my forefathers deliver them? The gods of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, or of Hena, or Iva, still bragging about the past?